training camp in full force here, Jets and Giants. I agree with something J.J. Watt said. I don't know if you saw this over the course of the weekend where he's like, dude, enough with these stats being a big deal from training camp stuff.
Like 7-on-7s and completion percentage. It's such a waste of time.
But this has been going on for years, I guess since the age of social media, where, all right, reporters are out there and they're breaking it all down. It's just not for me. And maybe it is for some. I'm not a stats guy, period. But you think I give a crap about what's going on in training camp as far as numbers go? I mean, my God, it's gotten to a point where it's so overcovered and overhyped. Wake me up when the games start. And by the way, even then, it's like week one, whatever, two, whatever, three, whatever. Like by week four, you start to, okay, now it starts to count. But I'm excited for football season, don't get me wrong. But the overdoing it and every second, scrutinizing every play of training camp just to me is too much.
Well, especially training camp in 2025 where they're putting the pads on today, but where you can't even hit anymore. Like, you know, when Tiki was coming up and obviously when Boomer was coming up, they were knocking the crap out of each other. So maybe a little bit more transferable, like you get a better idea of what you had. I mean, I can't tell you how many tweets, and I used to get excited about it. Why wouldn't you? Oh, Zach Wilson, 5-for-5 in the red zone drill today. Looked phenomenal. Back shoulder throw to whomever. I gave up on that nonsense like you a long time ago. What interests me from a Giant perspective is Dart. And I know that Dart threw a pick his first. That's why maybe you know, people reacted to that. But like Dart and the pass rush and the Giant issues, what interests me with the Jets is how Glenn commands the room and the early stages of getting this team into a disciplined, tough unit, the exact opposite of what Saleh had.
Yeah, which I love everything about that, but ultimately it's going to be about the results. Like, I've heard this before from other guys. I love it. Sign me up for everything that Aaron Glenn is about and everything that Aaron Glenn is saying. But we actually have to see it. Like, I've heard many coaches before say, we have to clean this up. We can't be undisciplined. We can't get penalties. I've heard it a million freaking times. And yet when we watch the games, what happens? Penalties left and right. So I want to see Glenn and his team execute what he knows takes to win football games. I believe in him. I believe in what he's saying. I believe what he's saying is true. I don't believe that the players are going to follow through and execute to the level that he expected to, especially soon, you know, right out of the gate. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that that's the case, and they're going to need that to be the case to have a successful season. But it's year one, blank canvas, you know, ground zero here with the Jets trying to build this new regime, new culture. I'm excited for it. I just need to see it to believe it.
Understood. I mean, I'll tell you, the one thing that I do enjoy with the training camp and, you know, like Schrager would be out there and Kay Adams, like when they were at the NFL Network, I'm forgetting who
Kyle Brandt.
Kyle Brandt, that's what I was really looking for because he's still there. So like when you get a on-site report from people who don't have any allegiance to New York or the Jets that tell us, and I saw this over the weekend, that it's much more aggressive, that there's some yelling and that, you know, it's stark contrast to what it was with Robert Saleh. That tells me there's an intensity, there's an urgency, which is appealing to me. And I got to read you this one quote. This is from Elijah Vera Tucker. And he says, quote, I can see this thing. What a diss. Now, I don't know if he really meant to do this, but it's what happened. I can see this thing turning around for sure, especially with Glenn, the type of coach he is. He praises physicality, but even more like accountability. And I think that that's very important for a head coach to do. That's something I haven't seen much of in my career.
Right. Okay, so that's damning against Robert Saleh.
Yep.
We all knew that about Robert Saleh. Like, I think Jet fans were hoping against hope, especially early on, you know, when they first hired Saleh. Oh, he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Badass. And here he goes. He's tough. No nonsense. And Glenn is saying all the right things, and it seems by all accounts he's running a tight ship.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see the results now. We have to see them execute. And yeah, back to your point about Dart interception, like who cares? Same thing about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, first pass Rodgers threw as a Steelers interception. Oh, okay. It's training camp. Like it doesn't mean anything. I am fascinated to see how the Giants are going to play this thing with the quarterback, though. I know they're going to let Russell Wilson start.
Yeah.
But
what's your best guess? Give it to me because I hit this when you were out.
Well, are they trying? See, the Giants got to pick a direction to me. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Are they trying to develop Jackson Dart or are they trying to win games? I think they're trying to win games.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that doesn't happen, then maybe they'll say, okay, well, we're ready to go with Jackson Dart here. So I think it's going to be Russell Wilson's show. And I just don't know at what point are they going to say, okay, enough is enough with Russell Wilson. Let's go to Dart. If Russell Wilson gets banged up early on, it's going to be Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be Jackson Dart. I wouldn't think you're going to see him for at least, you know, 10 weeks, 11 weeks. And then once the season is officially out of hand, which it will be, it may be sooner than later, then we'll start the, hey, here's Jackson Dart. But even if they start out, I don't know.
3-4, like get kind of hanging around.
No, I mean 3-4, that would be nice.
Good,
yeah, exactly. Let's say they start out 2-7.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think you're going to see Dart until the very end.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I do agree. And I think it's an interesting road to try to navigate for them. We talked about this a little bit with the Yankees, but like winning versus development. And it's obviously much more pronounced for the Giants because they just haven't won in a while. So they've got to thread that more delicately than the Yankees, who were in the World Series a year ago. I think Russell Wilson's going to be good. You know, not incredible, not horrendous, functional, a pro. I think he'll inspire a little bit, throw a couple, you know, shots downfield. I think to me, and I do think he'll play most of the season. I think the key is if it's really about development and also winning, why are you going to have Jameis Winston taking snaps away during practice from Dart?
Right.
To me, that's the angle that they've got to rectify and resolve. I said while you were out, I think before it's all said and done, I think Winston is eventually cut and they give him the respect.
At what point?
I don't know yet. I want to see.
Like before the season, you're saying? Or no?
Yeah. If Dart shows enough to be the backup, if he does. And again, I don't know that he has done that yet so far, but if he looks the part like, okay, he's physically ready not to play, but just to be the backup. You know, because that's 15, 18, 20% of the snaps that now you got to split between Winston and Dart. How is that getting Dart ready to play football?
It's not, which would make me think that he's a project that they're going to have in their back pocket, not at the forefront. I know he's going to be talked about quite a bit. I think the Giants' plan is clear. They are trying to win now with a defense that they believe is going to be great, with an offense that they think is going to be significantly better than what we've seen with Daniel Jones or whoever the last several years. Russell Wilson, and then if Russell Wilson, for whatever reason, doesn't have it or gets hurt, insert Jameis Winston, who's going to be able to move the football and score some points with this great defense. Dart is there less about now and more about the future. The problem is, I don't believe the Giants are going to win many games.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you know what's going to happen. It's already about Jackson Dart, let alone if they have a bad start. It's already all about Jackson Dart, Jackson Dart, Jackson Dart. So what happens when the Giants start slowly? The fans are going to be calling and clamoring on social media, wherever it may be, that they have their voice heard for Jackson Dart. And then there's going to be pressure to play Jackson Dart. Now, the Giants have to stay disciplined and not cave to that and stick to whatever their plan is.
Yep.
But that's easier said than done, especially if you're having a rough season. If they start 2-6, 2-7, I mean, they'd be lucky to keep their jobs, number one. But number two, it's going to be about, hey, you might as well get Jackson Dart in there and at least give the fans something to watch.
But they can't cave to that because then, you know, now their issue, even though they've got 2022 and a road playoff win, and I know Giant fans enjoy that, but the Giant fan, pardon me, the duo, I should say more, of Shane and Dable, they've got no equity within the fan base, or very little right now within the fan base. So if and when this thing gets off the rails, I think they'll be a little bit more competitive than you do, but we'll see. The temptation to placate fans who are going to be coming with pitchforks,
yeah, I know,
is going to be very hard to do. And when you talk about self-preservation, job security, that's where it could get really messy, though. But that's why you and I also talked about, was there some sort of an assurance from ownership? Hey, you know, just not. I'd have to think that there was some conversation that at least let Dable and Shane know it's about a little bit bigger picture than maybe our fans think. So don't do anything stupid or rush it. But you don't know if that assurance was given. We're just guessing.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Anthony in Harlem talking about the Jets. What's up, Ant?
Afternoon, boys. Good to hear you back together again.
Yeah, it's fun. Been 2 weeks, which is crazy. Go ahead, Ant.
Yeah, so, BT, I know you, like me, you're a diehard Jet fan. And two of the things in the last 2 years that have been absolutely maddening about this team is they just got so many penalties, and yep, there was never any accountability.
Uh-huh.
And last year, they were an atrocious tackling.
Yep.
Terrible. And what makes me happy, it makes me think that maybe Aaron Glenn is going to turn this around. He's the first 2 weeks of training camp. He's got refs there.
I know.
Officiating practice.
Yeah.
And today, Rosenblatt tweeted, the first day the pads were on, you know what they did? Full tackling drills to the ground. That it was the most physical practice he's seen in years.
Let's go.
That makes me excited.
Love it. I love it. Well, I mean, listen, and I saw that over the weekend as well. Thanks for the call, where apparently the officiating was taken out of the Jets' budget last year.
Come on.
Good God, Woody. Now, he did pump in $25 million for the locker room, But that was a reaction to the D-plus that the Jets organization got. I mean, how much are these guys making? I mean, the franchise is worth $1 billion, basically. You nickel and diamond refs during July in Florham Park for a team that has no sense of how to play? So they're going to hit each other. They're going to tackle. And when they do something sloppy, either because they're tired or because they're not buttoned up fundamentally, here comes a flag, and that's how you get better. I love it.
Like I said, I don't think I would ask for anything better. If you're a Jet fan right now, this is exactly what you want.
Yep.
Work in the weeds.
No drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
right.
Let's go. I'm here
Have
for
a
it.
Head coach, no-nonsense guy, discipline, hard-ass, bring in the refs. It sounds great. It's all perfect. They just have to go out there and execute. And, man, do I hope they do. Because if they do, that'll be a fun team to watch and a team to get behind, regardless of the results or the sex appeal of whatever type of offense they have. Just a team that plays the game hard and the right way is something we could get behind. All right.